Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Well, he releases a incredible new single tomorrow called Live Wires. I'm very excited to have Tom Lark on the line with me now. Good morning. How are you going?
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? It's not too early for you, is it?
No.
Good, good.
No, usually I get up early anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow, that, yeah. I have to admit, that feels a little rare for a musician. They don't love these.
Early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Anyway, congratulations, although maybe it's a bit premature because it doesn't come out till tomorrow, but congratulations on Live Wires. What a fantastic song. You must be happy about it.
Yeah, I like it. It was kind of like, for me, one of the, maybe I'd written two or three, and then when I finished writing Live Wires, I was like, oh, okay, like, it gave me the momentum to really get on with the rest of the album and just get super focused about it, because I was excited to put it out, I think.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, I've been lucky enough to have a sneak peek of a few of the songs, and they're all quite incredible. But what's interesting is they're all quite individual. And Live Wires in particular, which comes out tomorrow, has a bit of like a kind of a country vibe to it. Was that kind of intentional?
Yeah, I think so. Like I just finished making like a bunch of pop music, and then I just got back into playing guitar in a big way, and then I think that's where it sort of came from, just like, I don't know, getting down to going nuts with finger picking and stuff, and and that's kind of like where the tonal palette or whatever kind of
came from.
I think, yeah.
And it's quite interesting because sprinkled through all these songs is kind of like almost like retro-y, computer-y sounds to a number of them. Like there's some quite like electronic noises sprinkled through a few of these songs. What's that about?
I don't know. And I mean, I think in some ways it's sort of like a not to old Tom Lark stuff, like,
yeah, right,
me just tripping out learning Ableton. and so I think it's kind of like that seemed like when I put on my Tom Lark metaphorical hat, like that's what old Tom Lark would get down to. So I think that's what I was trying to do, like kind of think about what kind of decisions or like sounds would I used to think about being like really far out or like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I was going with it.
And it's almost like method acting in a way as Tom Lark. It's quite extraordinary. I love it. I think it's quite a talent, I have to admit. And now, is this all you on these songs, or do you have like a band with you?
Not on the recordings, it's just me.
Wow.
Passing around instruments to myself in my studio.
Yeah, that must be... I'm so interested by that, because how do you kind of visualize a song in that sense? Because I can kind of imagine a band, you've got everyone doing their thing, and you can see how these bits get pieced together. But when you're sitting alone, do you have much of a vision for a song, or is it kind of...
It's a mess, I'm not going to lie. I think, in like a producer role, I think I can become like quite impulsive, and I just kind of like float across like having, you know, two or three ideas kind of going on at the same time, and just kind of like, you know, it's like a mess of... stuff lying on the floor, and I think that just seems to be how I work, because it's I think you're following along a sort of idea, and it's just trying to catch up with it almost as fast as you can to get the feeling that you had or something.
Wow.
If that's not too silly.
No, not at all. I mean, it maybe be considered silly if the music wasn't any good, but you've made good music, so it's excusable. So I'm curious. You're pretty well tied to down here in Ōtautahi. Are there shows coming? What's going on?
A little bit later on in the year, there's a bunch of shows. Which I don't think have been announced yet, some of them, so...
Right, okay, we'll keep that hush-hush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But under your hat. Yeah.
So, LiveWise is out tomorrow, which... Is this the first song from the album that's been released?
Second. The first was Radio Blaster.
Oh yes, I did listen to that. Oh, I did enjoy that song. Anyway, this is also a great song. So, when is there an official date for the album, or is that also a bit hush hush right now?
No, it's 9th of June is when it comes out.
Well, very excited for that. Hey, congratulations on LiveWise. It's a great single, and Radio Blaster as well. I can't believe. I haven't talked about that. Also a really good song. So, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Tom. It's much appreciated, and congratulations on it all. What's next? Are you recording more music now?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm doing a bunch of stuff with the moment with an artist from Wellington called Belladonna.
Oh, wow.
Cool indie pops.
Yeah. Oh.
That's kind of what I'm up to at the moment.
Well, hey, keep doing what you're doing, because it's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations on the song, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
And that was the incredibly talented Tom Lark. This ruins the illusion slightly. But that's just one of the many names he goes by. An incredible musician, just doing amazing things. Should we play it? It's not out until tomorrow. Oh, we'll be fine. They can tell us off if I'm not allowed to play it. It's a wee sneak peek. So we're going to play LiveWise. Now, and then after that, we might play Radio Blaster, which is already out, which is a really good song as well. Anyway, LiveWise. Enjoy, guys.
Pass the your name. And my children will grow up in a world where they do the same. Don't wanna be a drain on the time that we have left.